Hi, this is Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature new and exciting voices in Jewish rock. This show is all about the days of awe. One of our emerging artists, Abby Strauss, once said, "Jewish music is how I pray." And I couldn't agree more. The music that surrounds this incredible time is full of wonder and strength, and with songs that touch on the themes and direct prayer melodies, our goal today is to paint a soundscape for these incredible high holy days. One of my favorite stories about the Baal Shem Tov, simply the best, sorry, I love that joke, is about the time that he stops to listen to someone who's singing on a street corner. The disciples all stop to listen as well, and when the man finally finishes, the best walks on. And the disciples ask, why don't we listen to that person sing all these songs? Because, the best says, when someone sings, they're confessing. And when someone confesses, we should listen. The first tune that I'm going to play for you started out as a song to teach youngins something about the High Holy Days, and it very quickly turned inward as it was being written, and ended up somewhere completely different. Featuring Alana Jagoda, this is Return, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
I will take a long look at me, think about what it is I see. Have I been good to you? Did I do all that I said I'd do, remembering the words I've used, thinking about the times I was rude. If I am thankful for this gift, let me say it with deeds, not just lips. It's gonna be a brave new year, starting right now, right here, and I will be strong and stand up tall, reach out for others. When they fall, I will rejoice in my faith and remember that love is why we're made. Be the very best that I can be for the world and for me. Every day we live our lives. Some days we let ourselves slide and we forget our way. Thankfully, it's not too late. Avinu Malkeinu Chonenu Va'anenu. I may have done wrong at times, I know, through my actions I will show. It's gonna be a brave new year, it's starting right now, right here, and I will be strong and stand up tall, reach out for others. When they fall, I will rejoice in my faith and remember that love is why we're made. Be the very best that I can be for the world and for me. Ah, Teshuvah, Teshuvah, return, oh return.
Oh, return.
That was Return from the album Unbroken. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. The first time I heard the Shofar Blast, I didn't really know how to take it. It was powerful, it was overwhelming, it was a little shocking, and very surprising. I was brand new to the tribe, and for the Rosh Hashanah service, the room was surrounded by shofar blowers. It was like shofar in stereo, and it really shook me awake, which is exactly, of course, what it's supposed to do. It's a sound that I look forward to each and every year, and one of our emerging artists has a song all about it. She sings about Jewish things, and you can bet that Eliana Light wrote a song about the shofar. Here's Tekiya on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
You arise and live your life anew. Tekiya, wake up. See the flaws inside your soul. Nurture them till you are whole. Tekiya, this is the calling. This is the time to make things right. This is the warning. With the day of judgment now in sight. Wake up, purge the grudges from your heart. Time to make a brand new start. Tekiya, wake up. Give the world all you can give. Love each moment that you live. Tekiya, this is the warning. This is the time to make things right. This is the calling. With the day of judgment now in sight.
That was Tekiya from A New Light. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase, only on Jewish Rock Radio. I think one of the most beautiful representations of the way God loves us is in the fact that we get to be responsible for our actions. We have the opportunity to make right the things we've done wrong, to turn from our deeds and choose to work towards righteous living. That's awesome. Billy Jonas' album Habaita is full of beautiful music for the High Holy Days, and choosing just one song for the show was really tough. I mean, the album is a show all to itself and deserves multiple listenings just to take it in. But the song we're going to play for you is Billy's Ahavat Olam, which to me really captures the beauty in choice and in being loved eternally by our Creator. This is Ahavat Olam from Billy Jonas right here on Jewish Rock Radio.
Israel, make Israel.
ונזמח בדירי תורתך ובמצוותך לעולם ועד.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Nancy and Randy Green and the Gladys K. Crown Foundation of St. Louis, Missouri, for generously underwriting this episode of the Emerging Artists Showcase. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, folks. This is Joe Buchanan, and you're listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature new and exciting voices in Jewish rock. This episode is all about the days of awe and beyond. Nefesh Mountain recently lit up the stage at New Cage, and they bring their own special touch to the prayers and themes they work with. Take their S-I-A-N-I. The knowledge that we can stand up, no matter how hard it might seem, begs the question, where does our strength come from? The idea of strength coming to us from the one who brought all things to be is a huge concept, and to do the work required of us in the days of awe definitely takes strength. To go to people we might have wronged, and then to stand before God and seek atonement requires strength. Sometimes just living day to day with all that goes on in the world takes strength. Thankfully, we have it. It's one of the many beautiful traits we carry, and I once heard it put like this. Seek to tame the chaos in your life, for you were not tossed into a fire. You are the fire. This is Nefesh Mountain with S-I-A-N-I, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Where does my help come from?
That was S.I.A.N.I. from Nefesh Mountain. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase, only on Jewish Rock Radio. There are a lot of times where we feel adrift or we feel alone, times we feel like we're wandering, sometimes by ourselves, through very challenging times. And this next song captures that feeling, but instead places it right at the edge of hope, something that's just within reach, reaching out to us. In a class that one of our emerging artists, Eliana Light, gives, she lists many names for God, and folks who are in the class can choose one of those names of God and one of those many references to God that resonates with them. And one that really resonated with me personally was the one who seeks us, because what we're seeking is also seeking us. And Feder Hendel brings that to life in this next song. This is his song, Fire Bright, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Light me up with your fire bright, raising sparks, paint the black skyline. I've been lost many times before. Oh, bright light, guide me home. Warm me up with your fire tonight. Bring me close and hold me tight. The night is cold and my shelter's gone. Oh, bright light, guide me.
Thank you.
that was Fire Bright from Vedder Hendel. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. Dan Nichols has many beautiful pieces of soul-stirring music on his latest album, and while he may not be an emerging artist, it would be impossible for me to air this show without sharing this beautiful and timely song. This is Children of the World, right here on Jewish Rock Radio.
May we, the children of the world, not repeat the mistakes of past generations. May we, the children of the world, find a new way of living. May we, the children of the world, use our energy and optimism. May we, the children of the world, have a new vision for this planet. May we, the children of the world, live in harmony with you, your creation, and each other. May we, the children of the world, not repeat the mistakes of
free us from the traps of old arguments and ancient battles.
May we, the children of the world, find a new way
where the riches of some are not at the expense of others.
May we, the children of the world, use our energy and optimism,
overcome the barriers and fences of the past.
May we, children of the world, have a new vision for this planet,
so that we waste less and save more.
May we, the children of the world, live in harmony with you, your creation, and each other.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Nancy and Randy Green and the Gladys K. Crown Foundation of St. Louis, Missouri, for generously underwriting this episode of the Emerging Artists Showcase. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
the official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature new and exciting voices in Jewish rock. This episode, it's all about the Days of Awe and beyond. Oseh Shalom is the prayer that I was once told not to write a melody to. Someone told me that we have way too many versions of it, and I thought about that, and I quickly wrote one. I think that when we say our prayers, we may say the same words, but we come from so many different places. When we pray for peace, our hearts are pointing in the same direction, but what guides that direction comes from different lives. We've had different successes, different struggles, different things impact us in different ways. My life has not been the life of the person next to me, nor has it been the life of anyone that I may have the honor of shaking hands with. And so when we say these words for peace, we are all coming from different places, although we may all want the same thing. So I think that maybe we don't need fewer versions of Oseh Shalom. Maybe we just need a lot more. Bringing some different intention to the prayer for peace and joined by many emerging artists, here is Rick Reck's new Oseh Shalom, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Oseh Shalom bimromav, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru amen. Oseh Shalom bimromav, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru amen.
Oseh Shalom bimromav, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol
Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. Oseh Shalom bimromav, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael v'yimru amen.
Oseh Shalom bimromav, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu ve'al
Amen, amen, ay ya da da, amen, 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 ay ya da 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 da, amen, amen, ay ya da da, amen.
That was a new Oseh Shalom from Rick Recht. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. Our final song comes to us with the sound of a resonator singing simple truths. There's a constant plea in this song, and a feeling I know that I carry well past the Days of Awe and into the year beyond. This is Saul Kay with I Want Hashem to Walk With Me, here on the official home of Jewish Rock, Jewish Rock Radio. ¶¶
Hashem to walk with me. I want Hashem to walk with me. When I'm down on my knees, I want Hashem to walk with me. I want Hashem to walk with me. I want Hashem to walk with me. When I'm down on my knees, I want Hashem to walk with me. Ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da, ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da, 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 ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da. I want Hashem to walk with me. I want Hashem to walk with me. When I'm down on my knees, I want Hashem to walk with me. Yeah. Ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da, ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da, 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 ya-da-da-da, ya-da.
Saul K with I Want Hashem to Walk With Me. Folks, we've reached the end of episode 10, and I can't thank you enough for all the support that you've given this show. The opportunity to spend this time with you has been such an honor. Thank you for your holy time, and thanks for hanging out. May you find what you are seeking, for it is also seeking you. Remember that you can stream the last episode of the Emerging Artist Showcase and learn more about the artists featured on the show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Hit that like button and hit that follow button. So be good to each other, tread gently in the lives of others, and remember to sing. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.